with us.
Now, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with another good day. Hopefully, if your day is just beginning, that'll be a wonderful, this will be a harbinger of good things for the whole day. Speaking of harbingers, the Black Eyed Peas that a lot of people enjoyed halftime Super Bowl. Jennifer loves them. Richie likes them. And we use them a lot to introduce various portions of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the members of the group is identified as Taboo, and he has written a book about his story called Fallen Up. Keep it on the positive. So he fits right in here, and we're going to meet him in a moment as he tells us part of his story from the Black Eyed Peas Taboo on Good Day in just a moment.
Count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge just starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Let's get it started. 10 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Taboo of the Black Eyed Peas. You saw him at halftime on the Super Bowl. He's promoting a book on the band and himself called Fallen Up. When you get down to brass tacks, Taboo, you pinch yourself every once in a while. Given where you came from and what's happened to your life, Do you every once in a while just wake up and pinch yourself trying to figure out, is this really me? Is this really happening? All of this success, not only here, but all around the world. 6 Grammys?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I just let my wife pinch me. You know, it feels a lot better.
It's more
my
fun
wife
that way, isn't it?
It's more fun that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, seriously, yeah, you know, you just really have to take everything in and count your blessings and let the world know that you're very humble by the experience. Because the thing about Black Eyed Peas is we're a traveling band that travels around the world and is able to provide people with music and a good time. And we owe all our success to the fans that have been with us since 1998 when we first came out, you know, and have evolved with us through the evolution of our music. So, you know, it's just, like I said, you just count your blessings and you just really appreciate every moment that we have as a group.
I mean, it's, you know, Tabu, that's nice to say that you owe it all to the fans, and that's a great thing to acknowledge. But you guys have something that a lot of bands don't ever get.
And it's very likable.
Yeah,
I mean, I think you appeal
to fun, it's energetic, it's likable. And how do you guys come together as a band and put together music that pretty much appeals to anybody and everybody and gets the amount of success that you do? What's your trick when you all sit down and put music together?
Well, the thing about it is that what people see on stage is a friendship that has been going on since 1993 when we first met, me, Will, and Apple. Became best friends before any music was created, before any shows were created. You know, and our mission was to be able to take care of our families. You know, Will I Am came from the projects, and all his family lived in the projects, so his mission was to take his family out of the projects. Apple Diap came from the Philippines, didn't know a word of English, but his mission was to bring his mom and his sisters and his brothers from the Philippines to America. My mission was, I had a son at a young age, Joshua, and my mission was to always take care of Joshua and make sure that I was there as a father. So, you know, we always had that fire and that kind of that determination and that passion to make music and to make good music that would appeal to everybody, all walks of life, every demographic, race, color, creed. And then when Fergie came in the band, she had that same vision. She wanted to travel the world and create music for the world. And, you know, it was just a natural progression for us to do that. And I credit creating great content, upbeat rhythms, music that appeals to the masses, and that's what the secret is.
Now, the name of the book is Fallen Up, and you want to take that. Tell everybody why you called it Fallen Up and the story behind what you felt that would say.
Fallen Up is basically a reflection of when we first started. We came out in 1998 with our first album, Behind the Front, and the first song off that album was called Fallen Up, and it was written by Apple Diap. And the thing about it is that I want people to know that we never forget where we come from, and that's just paying homage to that era. And what happened to me, you know, along the way in my journey of becoming successful, I kind of fell down. I spiraled out of control, and my only other way to go was to fall up, you know, to get up and wipe my knees off and say, you know what, I don't want to be this person. I need to change my lifestyle. I need to do something to better my life for me, my family, and for my group, because I don't want to be the Black Eyed Pea that's dead, that killed himself, or that's caught up in prison or anything like that. You know,
it happens too much. Yeah.
A lot, man.
What kind of advice do you give? Because you are, I mean, you're such a role model for so many people. And so if there are people that are down in their luck, like, what kind of advice do you give them?
Well, the whole thing about it is this book is about dreaming big, you know, and believing you can achieve. Actually, Will I Am and Apple Diap took me under their wing. And we started Black Eyed Peas in 1995. And this story is basically how our friendship and how our love for music, and not just music, but just anything, whether you're, you know, a student or you want to be a teacher or an author or an astronaut or, you know, a radio host, whatever your passion or your dream is, don't let nobody kill your dreams. Don't let nobody step in your dream, even if it's family members that are like, no, you need to do this. Well, just follow your heart. And, you know, you can be whoever you want to be.
What do you think the difference, though, is between someone like yourself who has achieved what you guys have? And because it takes so much drive and determination, and a lot of people lose that.
And a little bit of luck,
and
too.
Especially when they have, yeah, and a little bit of luck. And especially when they have the odds against them that you guys had coming out of the projects.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the people you surround yourself with. The fact that I had Will and Apple be my support system, even if my mom was like, no, you need to go to school, you need to, you know, get an education, but I would be like, no, mom, I'm going to be a performer, I'm going to be somebody in the entertainment business, because I had that drive, and Will I Am always pushed me, and Apple always pushed me to be better than I was. And that was the thing that kept us going, is us supporting each other and saying, Tab, one of these days we're going to do it. Will I Am, let's do this. Apple, come on, let's do this. Let's get up and go to do these college shows. Let's go and do these showcases. Let's go to these meetings. So it was always that determination and that friendship that kept us going.
That's how did you meet them, Tabu?
I met Will I Am and Apple at a club called Ballistics in 1993. Ballistics was a place where all kinds of different hip-hop crews would go and battle other crews. So if you were an MC, you would go battle other MCs. If you were a freestyle dancer, then you would battle other crews. And, you know, when I saw them, I really fell in love with just the whole presence and the presentation of how they were, as far as, like, the way they dressed. Their style of rapping, the style of dancing. I was like, yo, these cats are like brothers to me. I feel like a certain connection to them. Mm-hmm. So we just we started being friends and started dreaming together as friends and wanted to do a lot of big things. And we've been blessed ever since.
I say.
Well, I'm looking at the beginning of chapter 20, which is called The Epiphany.
Yep.
You can ask me 1,000 times and the answer will remain the same. I don't know why I did what I did on the morning of March 27th, 2007. I don't know why I decided to gamble with my son's life. What's that story?
The story is, you know, I really got caught up in the lifestyle. Got caught up in my own ego. Started abusing, using drugs and alcohol heavily. There's a lot of crazy stories in this book that people have no idea. You know, and that's why it's so juicy. That's why this book is so juicy, because March 27th was the epiphany that led me to stop all this crazy madness. You know, people think, oh, Black Eyed Peas is such an uplifting group. Well, for a moment, I was pretty dark. I was pretty reckless and spiraling out of control. And that was the morning that I took three Xanax. I took ecstasy and cocaine at the same time at 7 in the morning, right before I dropped off my son. And it was such a dumb, ignorant, idiotic thing to do, but I'm glad that it happened, because if my son would have been in the car the day that I got arrested, I mean, the time that I got arrested, social services would have took him away, and I would have been just assed out, right? So,
you learned your lesson. That's the important thing, is that you learned your lesson. You look a lot like Lou Diamond Phillips to me.
Everybody says that. Everybody says Lou Diamond Phillips, the Crow. They say Machete. So, I mean, I get a lot of different comments about that.
Good luck to you. Good story and a good lesson in here. I'm glad that you fell up. And apparently the rest of the world is, too, because you sold 30 million albums. That ain't a bad deal. Taboo story, Fallen Up, is the new book. Thanks for being here with us from the Black Eyed Peas. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed. Gotta get. Gotta get. That.
I'm on that supersonic boom. Y'all hear that spaceship?
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
David Brenner.
I like radio better than I like TV. There was a guy named Gene Shepard.
Oh, my God, Gene Shepard. My God. Yeah. He was the best communicator of his time.
He said, oh, everyone who's a fan of mine, wherever you are, if you're in the kitchen, you're in your bedroom, you're in a car, when I say three, I want you to blink a light that's close to you. And, of course, my father blinked the lights in the car, and I look up on this hill, and I saw this light going on and off.
Blinking.
Yes. And I thought, wow, this thing called radio is so intimate, it is so powerful, that it reaches the people like this, and that gave me the bug for radio.
It's a great day, Doug Steffen's good day.
In the Army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille.
Wow.
Right, we did like a piece to the Andrews Sisters.
Right, that's a good.
That's
a good.
Right.
That's a good. Well, it's a good. It's
they were the original Black Eyed Peas.
A vast. These are the Green Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Vast audience of various ages, Richie. We appeal to everyone. You know that.
Mm.
The universality of Good Day program.
That's us. We're not anything. We're universal.
We had one of the McGuire Sisters earlier this week. It seems to me in birthdays.
Yes, we did.
All right. So now we have Patty Andrews. Who's responsible, along with her sisters, for a lot of great music from the late 30s till the early to mid-50s. A Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, Rum and Coca-Cola is another one. It's appropriate for today because of the Coca-Cola story. By the way, you can find out what the ingredients are, the closely guarded secret recipe for Coca-Cola, which has now been made public. Coca-Cola says, no, it hasn't, but we've got it at DougSteffen.com. Next on the list of birthday celebrants, by the way, Patty Andrews, 93 today, born in the state 1918.
Wow.
Next up, we have Patty, I keep saying that, William Katz.
Ah, yeah.
Remember him from The Greatest American Hero?
Yeah. That was a good show.
He's also in the Perry Mason series, remember him? There. See him once in a while now. But this was his big thing, born in the state 1951. A happy birthday to him. Football player George Martin, not to be confused with the Beatles producer's birthday is today. And he's 58. James Ingram, the singer.
many songs did he do with Patty Austin? I remember that, but I don't remember how many.
Yeah.
He did. Do you remember?
A couple, two or three hits at least with her.
Yeah. How do you keep the music playing just once, that sort of stuff? LeVar Burton's real name is LeVardis Robert Martin Burton Jr. His birthday is today.
Star Trek Next Generation.
It's Geordi on Star Geordi. Trek.
That's right.
Next Generation.
Yeah, remember the,
is in Roots.
Yep. Kinta
he had that. He couldn't see, so they gave him something. What were those things? What were that, those glasses called?
I don't know what they were called, but yeah.
Weird.
And then later in the series, they fixed his eyes, so he stopped wearing them.
Right. That's too bad.
I'm sure he put it in his contract for the next year when they renew.
Yeah.
Take these stupid
these
things
glasses.
Out of my eyes.
8:57 today. And then there's Ice-T.
In the criminal justice system. Sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories.
You know, this guy's got a background not dissimilar to what we heard from
Taboo, yeah.
Taboo, yeah.
Yeah. Comes from
yeah.
the city. Rap
thing. He's a rapper, bad guy. And then he straightened out. His real name is Tracy Marrow. Born in the state in 1958.
I think that's Bone's brother.
53, could be. Lisa Loring from the Addams Family. She played Wednesday, 53 today. And Andy Taylor, the guitarist for Duran Duran, also 50 today. So happy birthday to them. And today, if you're celebrating a good day with a good birthday, get the best wishes from all of us here on Good Day.
Have you ever seen a masterpiece and wondered what the artist was thinking? Now a picture speaks up and tells you. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Here's what Leonardo da Vinci might have said about his drawing of a hurricane.
There was no thing lighter than the water that was not covered with various animals, who, having made a truce, now huddled together in fearful union.
This description is very helpful because the drawing is 500 years old and the details are hard to see. This work is part of an interactive web exhibit called the Universal Leonardo. It's a great way to explore his inventions and art. You can try out Leonardo's flying machines, use his drawings to make a monster, make the Mona Lisa smile, and explore the color blue. But what you're really doing is scrutinizing his masterpieces while you're having fun. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
To get into the swing of things here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 33 and change after the hour. I'm Doug. He's Rich. He's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer's here in Los Angeles with me, and we are focused on the good things going on today. The Darth Vader helmet. It is a big hot air balloon. Check that out.
That's very cool.
DougSteffen.com. Also, the video of the day is the Bohemian Rhapsody, not Queen, but this guy who records himself playing all the different parts. Very, very cool. And the thing that everybody's talking about, the secret recipe for Coca-Cola, we have it in our poll today. How often do you have a Coke every day? A couple of times a week, a couple of times a month. Hardly ever drink soft drinks. Can't remember the last time I had a soft drink. As you do your email today, it'd be very cool if you take a moment, go through the website, look at, see what's going on, what's new today, what can you learn, and take the poll yesterday. How often do you have an energy drink? We had lots of conversation yesterday, and this week a newspaper has been filled with stories. The news media has been covering what really are in these drinks, Red Bull and Mystic or whatever, the Muscle, all that stuff, bad stuff. That's what, you're an irresponsible parent if you let your children. I'm beginning to become more poignant with that fact or that point. I'm using my bully finger, I suppose, sort of sticking in your chest. Well, I think you're a bad parent if you let your children do this sort of thing. If they do it on their own, you don't know about it.
Yeah.
One thing. But if you buy them and put them in the refrigerator home for them to drink it, that's really irresponsible.
You can even make the case that if they do it on their own, because, you know, I've been lucky in that I've been able to teach Sean McDonald's bad. Yeah. And you try to do that with other things. You're like, oh, God, that feels disgusting. You know, and you try to do that with other things. But
do you hide
problem,
your soda drinking from your kid?
I try to, but I'm not a good role model.
You're
there.
Big phony.
That's I am. But I do not let them drink it. But then I'm, you know, I'm a hypocrite.
It's daddy juice.
Well, that's what the beer is. Yeah. So. But right, I don't mind them drinking beer when they get older. That's fine.
Well, here's the rub here with the energy drinks. They just are, they're very disruptive in all kinds of ways, psychologically, physically. It's just bad. You know, teach your children to drink the good stuff and make yourself an example. You're, children, no matter what, will always do as you do and never do what you say.
Right.
If you do not say and do the same thing, they will always, always do what you do. Mm. The old expression, do as I do, not as I say, is worthless because they will not pay attention to what you say. They watch you. They are like sponges. They will take the environment that they are in. That's how they learn. That's how they pick up all of this stuff. Whatever they're around environmentally is going to be the determinant as to what they become. If you drive fast and recklessly, they'll drive fast and recklessly because they love you. They want to be just like you. They don't know any different. That's part of the psyche that's built in. So the best opportunity you have to leave your legacy here on this planet is to do smart things, good things, helpful things, wonderful things with your children, around your children, so they say, you're not perfect. You're going to make mistakes. For heaven's sakes, we all know that. But to smoke and drink around your children, man, are you a sucker. You suck.
Isn't it funny, though? Parent. Both my parents smoked.
Yeah, I know.
And you none don't. Of the kids.
Did you ever try it, though?
Tried it, but did not like it at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, and when I say tried it once or twice, you know, and it was like,
awful. Anyway, the poll yesterday, how often do you have energy drinks? 36% of you said you'd never had an energy drink, which I found rather refreshing. Thank you. 25% you hardly ever drink them. 13% of you said a couple of times a month. 12% of you said every day. I can't get through a day without one. You big phonies, you. You can't get through a day without them. Give me a break.
Oh, you can.
Of course you can.
You just have to find something
you don't want to.
All right, today we will not be able to get through a day in Los Angeles without a raincoat or an umbrella. And so as a result of that, I have found some things that will keep your mind off of the weather, namely jokes about the weather. Ready?
Ready.
If 6 children and 2 dogs were under an umbrella, how come none of them got wet?
Because they were under an umbrella.
It wasn't raining.
It wasn't raining. Oh, good. It wasn't raining.
Thank you, Richie. Da, 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 da.
So smart.
What doesn't get any wetter no matter how much it rains?
Water.
Water.
No, the ocean.
Oh, well, same thing, kind of.
What's the Mexican weather report?
Soul.
This is so bad.
Hold on a minute. Give me a second. Hold on a minute. Oh,
chilly today.
Chilly today.
Hot tamale. If you, you've taken on the role of Roberta. Is that Jennifer? Is that
that
the
one hurt me.
Okay. If a farmer raises wheat in dry weather, what does he raise in wet weather? This is a bad one. Never mind.
Wet wheat?
An umbrella. Why is it so wet in Great Britain?
Why?
Why?
Because of all the kings and queens that have reigned. let's see here.
Stupid.
It is stupid. You're right, Rich.
But very I like good. Stupid jokes.
Yeah. Let's see here. If a band plays music in a thunderstorm, who's most likely to get hit by lightning? This is actually pretty good.
The tuba player.
No, the conductor, you dummy.
Oh!
Right. This is, by the way, yesterday's, we still have it at DougStephan.com, Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel. Most people know him. He's one of the visible faces there. Does a great job.
He's funny.
The lightning and the snowstorm in Chicago, it is priceless video. And to look at the sky light up, but to see him jump.
Staring at the sky like the hand of God is going to reach down and smack him.
Done with. Let's see. All right, that's enough weather jokes.
Give you one more just for kicks.
Yep. Here's something I would like you to think about, and it maybe is on my mind because I just did 2 of them this morning as I get ready to go to Columbus a couple of weeks in a row. I'm going to go to Heidelberg, and so when I do, I go online to my favorite site for cars, Vroom, Vroom, Vroom. Now, one of the things you got to keep in mind when you're launching off, and I did this, I don't know why, I'm on an unfamiliar computer because my computer's not working. They've all melted, so I got a new one hooked up. And so at home, when I just do vroom, it automatically sucks in vroom, vroom, vroom. But I put vroom, comma, vroom, comma, vroom, comma. Doesn't
no
work.
Commas.
Better. It's just no commas. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Why do I like vroom, vroom, vroom? Because
it's
simple and fast. Thank you, Rich. In 19 seconds.
Make something easy for Doug, and he likes
you
it.
You will find the car you're looking for. Like, pretty much, I probably rent more. I'm just thinking, this year, how many cars I probably rented at least 14 or 15 times from Vroom, Vroom, Vroom. It isn't that Vroom, Vroom, Vroom rents the cars. What they do, they're an amalgamation. It's a software program, actually, that goes through all of the available cars, and that's what's so marvelous about it, and so amazing that in 14 or 15 seconds, for example, when I did the trip across the country, the folks at Vroom, Vroom, Vroom helped me out. So I go online and I put in Framingham, Mass to Los Angeles, and what comes up, literally in seconds, there were probably 2-3 dozen options for me to choose, various types of cars, plans, all of this sort of thing. And it's so immediate, so fast, you literally, once you've used it once, it keeps your information. You put your name and address in the first time, and that's pretty much it. And it remembers, obviously, that it's you, and you put in what you're looking for. And
it's cool because you can pick your car. That's the best part.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like about it.
You know,
yeah, you pick
your
car.
You see how it all compares price-wise.
I've been picking Chrysler cars lately for whatever the reason. There's a pretty good wagon that they have that I like.
Really?
Why Chrysler or why the wagon?
Why Chrysler?
Because I really want to. I'm pretty familiar with General Motors cars and Ford cars of late.
So you just kind of want to.
So I want to see what they're doing to see if they are improving as they have said that they are. That's a great. By the way, when you're renting cars and you're thinking of buying a car, what better way to test out a car you may be thinking about driving than to rent it? And I think that's one of the things. I have toyed recently with if I need another truck of getting a Dodge because
it's
the Dodges of old were good. Yeah, but now it's an Italian company.
I loved my Dodge.
Well, they make good tractors. I will tell you that. Italians make good tractors. Landini and McCormick are both made in Italy.
Sure. If you're going to buy a Lamborghini or a Ferrari, I'm all down with the Italian vehicles.
Rich. Anyway, if you're renting a car, my suggestion is that you check out online this wonderful, marvelous way for you to rent your next car. It's vroomvroomvroom.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of 2 Ashley Silva and Love Seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people. Just like Jeff and Valerie W., the IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air? nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
All right, a couple of items looking at the law. Here's a story that these things, you always, when you hear these things, you scratch your head and say, wait a minute, what's the story here? A $250,000 being awarded to a prison inmate in Wisconsin who said he had to sleep on a wet and moldy mattress for 2 months.
Ew.
The report is that Reggie Townsend slept on the mattress at the new Lisbon Correctional Institute, and then he talked to a lawyer, and the lawyer decided to sue. He had complained repeatedly, nothing was done. Took a jury 6 hours to decide that the ordeal jail did not provide minimally civilized necessities. Punitive damages awarded against a correctional officer for willful disregard of his constitutional rights. It was also determined that this guy Townsend suffered no physical harm. The officer is a state employee. So guess what? Who's paying that bill? Dun da da dun da da dun. Dun da da dun da da dun. Yes, you are. Okay, here's another one. This is from Texas. A man who spent 18 years behind bars for a crime he did not commit. In another fight, Anthony Graves is his name, has to fight for the money he thought he was going to get from the state. He was cleared after prosecutors realized the investigator had basically made up evidence, the investigation full of errors. He thought he was in line for $1.4 million from the state to pay for all the years that he wasted behind bars, but the state of Texas has nothing doing. Let's see here. The problem comes down to wording. Typically, when a defendant is deemed innocent, a judge's order will use the word innocent. In this case, it said he was not guilty, and that's the difference. Then, if he'd have been found innocent, they would have paid him $1.4 million, but he was found not guilty, so they don't have to pay him.
that's great.
Texas? Huh? That's Texas.
Like that. Love it.
Right? That's Texas. Unga bunga. All right. A former Florida teacher who for a year avoided serving a 43 sentence for sexually molesting a 13-year-old boy, handcuffed and ordered back into state custody, Aaron Mohanyal, lowered his head as the judge reversed a decision that he made, granting his freedom. He's a convicted sex offender. Somehow or other, he came up with $610,000 to get out of jail. He has 13 counts against him of child abuse. How does this guy, how would he get onto the street? Because he put up $610,000. He'd molested 13 boys. 13 of them.
He knows he won't last a week in prison.
Yeah, no. $610,000. Somebody's going to be able to use it. And by the way, he was out of jail for about a year. Apparently, the only reason that he's going back in is because he was caught doing it again. So how did he even manage to, he'd been in jail, Richie, how did he manage to survive would be my question the first time he went in.
Mm-hmm. He made friends the whole way.
It's amazing how sexual offenders just constantly repeat.
Yeah,
they're repeat offenders.
That's right. It's the same story over and over and over and over and over again.
It drives you crazy when you hear these stories of people who get second, third, fourth, fifth chances.
Well, these judges.
Who end up killing, robbing, maiming.
How many people do you hear every year we talk about? These people have been arrested 14 times.
The guy that got out of jail, he was mistakenly let out of jail for a day and killed somebody.
Right, and then killed somebody.
Yeah, right. And that's the so.
The system is not working.
Who's responsible for it? And they spent all this time talking about all these other things. Why aren't we really dealing with the serious problems? Talk about all the money and the budget and all this back and forth. It seemed to be somebody that really was interested in their job as a public servant would see to it that these sorts of things didn't happen, period, end of story. I would think. But that's only in the world that I will run as ruler. By the way, Mubarak's near death. In a coma. He's done. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Mm-mm. Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Visit Barracuda.com.
The budget battle begins, but thankfully, there are other things and people that everyone can agree on. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. President Obama spent part of his day yesterday defending his 2012 budget, saying the government must live within its means while also investing in the future. That's a line we're going to hear plenty of in the days, weeks, and even months to come. But there was something else happening at the White House yesterday, a ceremony in which 15 remarkable people were honored, receiving the Medal of Freedom from the president, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. President Obama had this to say about the ceremony and the recipients.
Chance to meet with, and more importantly, honor some of the most extraordinary people in America and around the world.
The president, of course, had something to say about each honoree. Here's a sampling. First, former President George H.W. Bush.
His life is a testament that public service is a noble calling.
Next, Maya Angelou, author and poet.
Maya Angelou found her voice. It's a voice that's spoken to millions.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett, also among those honored.
You don't see Warren Buffett wearing fancy suits or driving fancy cars. You see him devoting the vast majority of his wealth to those around the world who are suffering or sick.
And there were two Medal of Freedom recipients from the world of sports. Basketball Hall of Famer, former Boston Celtic, Bill Russell.
More than any athlete of his era, Bill Russell came to define the word winner.
And St. Louis Cardinal and Baseball Hall of Famer Stan Musial.
Stan remains to this day an icon, untarnished, a beloved pillar of the community. A gentleman you'd want your kids to emulate.
Each of those awarded the Medal of Freedom are worthy of emulation, to be sure. Congratulations to them all. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The midweek settles in with plenty of wide-open terrain in the east, starting to get warm once again after a one-day cool down. Now we're ready to ride pretty much every trail, soft, groomed, packed powder snow. Mount Sunapee in New Hampshire with up over 50 trails and 18 miles. That's good, loose, granular snow. All but the natural snow runs riding strong in Mount Sunapee. Killington in Vermont grooming nearly 80 of the 140 runs spread across five or six peaks. Big Boulder in the Poconos moving on to 15 trails. They'll have day and night skiing. Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania moving on to 34 runs. They have day and night skiing and plenty of tubing fun at Seven Springs. Sugar Mountain, North Carolina on 20 trails. They stay up at full operation heading into the nighttime as well. On to Utah where Deer Valley has 100 trails. Jackson Hole, Wyoming picking up a touch of fresh snow this week. They have every run on 2,500 acres at Jackson Hole. Heavenly in California, moving up to over 90 trails. While at Schweitzer in Idaho, they checked out nearly 3,000 acres. They picked up a recent 8 inches of snow. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stocks slipped a bit yesterday. The Dow off 42 points, closing at 12,227. S&P down 4. NASDAQ lost 13 points. Crude oil dropped 49 cents a barrel, settling at an 11-week low, $84.32. You know who's hiring? Home Depot, anticipating a lot of spring home improvements and ready to add 60,000 temporary jobs to its payroll. The company announced the jobs will run from March through June. What kind of jobs are available?
From ground level all the way up to professionals. So we can have somebody who's been a contractor for 20 years or somebody who just graduated high school.
That's Edith Lebednick, an assistant store manager at a Home Depot in the Sacramento area. To apply for a job, you can go to Home Depot's website or apply at the kiosks inside Home Depot stores. We have more about that ticket snafu at the Super Bowl. The NFL now offering $5,000 to fans who were turned away from their Super Bowl seats. According to USA Today, Commissioner Roger Goodell emailed the 400 fans to offer them the $5,000. But if they can prove their expenses were higher than that, the NFL will reimburse the higher amount. Couple of closing notes. Dwayne Johnson, an actor, been in some good movies, Game Plan among them. He'll be back on the big screen in April as part of the cast in the fifth installment of the Fast and the Furious franchise. Dwayne Johnson, also known by the name he wrestled under, The Rock. And earlier this week, he announced he'll return to the ring to host WrestleMania 27 in April. The Rock also had this to say.
If you smell what the Rock
is cooking. Yeah, we got you, Dwayne. He made this announcement, by the way, on the WWE's Monday Night Raw on the USA Network, the same channel where last night you saw the final night of the annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Over 2,500 dogs, more than 175 breeds, all came down to Best in Show. Let's do it.
Best in Show is the Deer Hound.
Yes! The Scottish Deerhound, for the first time ever, winner of Best in Show. The name, Foxcliff Hickory Wind, from the Hound Group, which also includes greyhounds, by the way. Snoopy, my greyhound, is a not-so-distant relative, and he's happy. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
At the Good Day Show, we never shut up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Will you shut up?
It's true. During the commercial breaks, after the show is over...
Shut up,
blah, 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 blah.
Hey, that's all we do is talk, so why miss any of it? And it's only in the Doug Club.
Join the Doug Club for exclusive interviews and behind-the-scenes fun.
At DougSteffen.com.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then, hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougSteffen.com.